hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines.
Welcome back to the Intel National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, filling in for John Stadmiller, our chief here at Republic Broadcasting Network, and we're seeing here on 12.180 shortwave, Galaxy 5, Ku-band satellite, Channel 17, C-band satellite, and more AM/FM affiliates every week. We need your help to call in and have your local stations pick up the signal free from RBN, Republic Broadcasting, and they can email Danny at rbnlive.com or call 800-724-2719, and we'll give help to your local stations to pick up the broadcast. And do support RBN. We're on a pledge drive. We need your support today. We need it now because this is a very important topics we're talking about every day. We bring you the truth. We are your voice of liberty here in America and also around the world. If you're listening to our program in Britain, Canada, Australia, India, South Africa, Russia, China, wherever you're listening, we are bringing you information you need that will bring you life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, which America has been in the past the leading in the world. And we do not want to be the one that brings war, desolation, and destruction. And this is important points that we're bringing out today. And we're going to have Eric Schein here on our number two, who does the program In the Zone on the weekend, and remarkable revelations in hour one of the National Intel Report about what he went through as a whistleblower in the Merchant Marine and how they tried to charge him with psychiatric diagnosis. Then following up, of course, on our program, the Nutramedical Report for hour one and two today with Dr. John Breeding in Texas, a psychologist trying to stop electroshock and the forced drugging and testing of all our youth and our children and people in our society as we move forward, literally step by step, grade by grade, into a national and an international matrix. This is very important topics that deal with your future and your liberty, so it's very important. Well, we're going to have Eric Schein back on in just a moment, but just to deal with some of the top news stories, we have a principal shot in a rural Wisconsin school. Again, this follows the violence yesterday. A ninth grader shot his principal three times in a rural school just before classes were to start on Friday after a custodian wrestled with the boy. Again, we seem to find these things in batches, don't we? What's going on? What's happening to our society? How is it becoming brutalized? Troops sent to Afghan war carry restrictions. These things are happening. No definite winner so far in contest to replace Anon. And you'll find all these stories, 34 pages of links, in Nutramedical, that's N-U-T-R-I, medical.com, or on my other website, clayandiron.com. We put not only regular information, but, quote, classified and highly important information. On Nutramedical, we have over 50 companies with the best possible health and nutraceutical and wellness products. And we treat and support your body to allow it to heal itself, not just to treat your problem, but to actually help your body change its structure and function, not to just cover up symptoms. So, and I'm available to consult at 888-212-8871 anytime during the week from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can leave a message. The best way to do it is to actually start with an email from the website Nutramedical, NutriMedical.com. Well, back to the news. We're seeing many more stories now, literally 34 pages. And when I look at some of these stories, I just can't believe NATO takes reins in the Afghan war. NATO has agreed to take command of peacekeeping across all of the insurgency hit Afghan next month after the United States pledged to transfer an extra 12,000 troops to its force. And this is concerning because we now have more and more, not only NATO taking over these jobs, but also they're no longer under U.S. command, but NATO command. And this means that NATO can become an arm of literally globalism, with America contributing American troops to situations where they're not under American command. And we're seeing this with the full integration of the American and Canadian armed forces and police forces. Well, I hear the bumper music. We will be back in a moment with Eric Schein. And his program on the weekend is In the Zone. We're going to be dealing with some very important issues right after this break. Do call in with your questions and comments on this or any topic. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a moment.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England? And the concentration camps throughout history? They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle filling in for John Stadtmiller. And we have Eric Schein on the line, a host on our weekend program In the Zone. Welcome back to the program, Eric. You spoke in the last hour of my show, the Nutramedical Report, and you had some amazing revelations about what you've personally gone through as a whistleblower and the use of psychiatric and administrative processes, literally right out of the movie, the 1984. This is really pretty disturbing to hear this kind of news, but it's important to put the truth out and to have solutions for it and to start moving forward with action, not just talking.
I agree.
Tell us more about about what you went through. For the people who didn't hear the Nutramedical Report, can you give us a kind of a thumbnail of what you went through and then how they tried to administratively literally lock you down and shut you down with these diagnoses?
Can I throw in two things before I get into that?
You can do whatever you want.
One was the issue that I brought up about what's going on in India and other countries with the outsourcing. You know, people think, oh, outsourcing, that's labor. My job's secure. I'm fine. I'm a doctor. Outsourcing has nothing to do with me. My whole industry is secure. When you start to realize that everything going on right now affects us all, because the issue of, and this goes into the, you know, issues of civil defense, national security, and even quote-unquote world war, which is what they're trying to, you know, push us all towards, is the issue in India of outsourcing these call centers. They're actually just like, and they've done this with strippers here in the United States, they teach them to have an alternative personality, to literally build another person with another job and another family, and they're basically encouraging dual personality or multiple personality disorders because they're doing this in very, like, forget about the sex industry or, you know, stripping and stuff like that. For anyone to have to live and survive in that kind of an industry is just, it's an abomination. But the call centers in India, they've set it up as a very high-stress environment to where these people, they work for a couple months, 3, 4, 5, 6 months. They're lucky to survive that long. They're out the door. They have new people coming in. And they teach them to have these, quote-unquote, dual personalities as part of their job to protect them from irate callers who, A, don't like the jobs or information and stuff is being outsourced, and hang up on them, make rude comments, try to find out where their, you know, call center is, et cetera, et cetera. That in and of itself, and for people, especially in the medical field, to not understand how disturbing that is, not just for India as a country or a nation, but even the United States, because those type of, that type of, I mean, it's, I don't know how better to say it, it's a form of pollution, because we're actually polluting those people's minds, injuring those people. And it's going to come back on us, whether we, when we visit that country, or when those people visit this country, or if it builds up into such civil strife and problems within that country that it creates, you know, India is a nuclear power, and there's stuff going on with Pakistan right now.
Right.
It's all these little attacks that you can see if you pay attention and read. A lot of this stuff is coming out in the news. They're talking about some of the stuff, or, you know, even if you, open up your own ears and mouth and start asking questions. A lot of this can be discovered very easily by just paying attention.
Yeah, in other words, what you're saying is it breaks down the cultural milieu between America and these countries because you create an alternative aggressive personality and a person that's totally foreign to them. You literally create a psychological alter personality. You disrupt or split or destroy the character of the people.
Right, and there, and to a certain degree, some people will not be, I hate to say open-minded, and forgive me for the pun, to such type of attacks, but there are people, whether it's a level of intellect, level of education, their religious beliefs, that may be more open or susceptible to these type of attacks that may have a psychotic split and, you know, go out like what we're seeing at Columbine and all these other schools and stuff, where you have these people who are going out and attacking, because the public, we the people, are part of the public trust. I mean, and they're going out and injuring the people, not only of our own country, but of other countries. And a lot of this goes to the issue of privatization, public trust versus private trust, antitrust. All of these things are intertwined and inseparable. So if you're fighting one issue, whether you're from, you know, Cloud Pink, or Cindy Sheehan's group, or you're anti-war, or you're, you know, like yourself and others who are fighting some of the battles in the medical field, Dr. Wynn, you know, on water issues and more. All your issues are my issues, too, and all my issues are yours. The Merchant Marine affects you unbelievably.
Oh, absolutely. Everything is transported by Navy, by the Merchant Marine. Everything
right.
is. 99% of everything that you get in the stores comes in on a ship somewhere in America, or in, if you're in Canada listening to this program, or Britain, it comes in by a ship.
Right. And so I'm asking, and even not just people from across all industries, across both governmental and corporate, whether it's private or public, no matter what you believe yourself to be, whether you're a federal contractor and you're like a, you fall in this like gray zone where you're part governmental but you're part private, just like these general agencies, the shipping companies, people need to start stepping forward from their positions of power and trust, realizing that you cannot secure yourself, you cannot make yourself and your family and your friends safe and secure from what is at our doorstep right now. And the only way to stop it is to restore law and order and the rule of laws rather than the rule of men.
Yeah, that's what we have right now. We have the rule of administrative law that's run by a star chamber. And
yes,
we see
exactly.
That.
Spanish Inquisition.
Right. You're guilty until proven innocent.
Yes, and that is third world country. That's Banana Republic.
Right. We see that now. And we see, do you know that there is no legal protection for whistleblowers within Homeland Security? If they're former officers in the FBI and CIA and thought, well, I'll get a big bump in salary, I'll go over to the Homeland Security Department. Guess what? If you see something you don't like, if you don't shut up, bad things will happen. You'll end up dead in the back of a trunk with a bunch of bullets through it. You'll end up with your benefits taken. You'll end up being told that you're a psych patient and you need to be locked away in a ward. That's what they want to do. And that's why we... Yeah.
But you don't understand, though, that at some point, you're part of Homeland Security. We're all part of Homeland Security. The charges that were brought against me were brought against me by the United States of America, which includes all 50 states and, you know, territories and protectorates, all the citizens on their behalf,
right,
and the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Transportation, and the U.S. Coast Guard.
Wow.
All these guys ganged up against me and charged me with, quote-unquote, being depressed. How can anyone, I don't care who you are, I don't care even what your resources are to some extent. I'm sure Bill Gates could do pretty well, like he has, in protecting Microsoft and, you know, creating what he has. But how can anyone, average Joe or Jane, protect themselves from such a behemoth?
No, exactly.
No matter what they want to prove.
Exactly, and that's why we see such horrendous things happening, like we talk with people like yourself that have gone through this, and you were simply blowing the whistle that they were basically doing, cooking the books and stealing money from government contracts and so on, and using key tam.
Yeah, and part of it goes towards, we have a system, and this goes like, our Congress doesn't have any idea what it's doing. It's so lost. I hate to say that. We have people who have lived in office for 30 years, 18, 20 years or more, and they have created this criminal ruling elite oligarchy that the fact of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and what his family and family trust has been up to, do you know why he's advocating for doing away with the quote-unquote Paris Hilton tax or the death tax or estate tax?
Tell me.
His father died.
Wow.
And his father and his father, Tommy Frist Sr., and his brother, Tommy Frist Jr., were the ones through HCA and Columbia that stole billions of dollars from the U.S. Treasury. And Carol C. Lam is a U.S. attorney in San Diego. He was involved in all of that.
You're talking about the Medicare fraud, right? Medicare fraud.
Well, he was the U.S. attorney who was involved in prosecuting the case. A private whistleblower law firm brought the suit against HCA and Columbia, and it was a pretty big battle. It took about, I think, 8-10 years. And the U.S. government, the Department of Justice, fought, U.S. Attorney's Office fought in passing over information, in cooperating with the private law firm that went after, you know, HCA and Columbia and other medical corporations. A U.S. attorney in San Diego, and you start to look up and think about 911 and everything else going on and the border and, you know, the fence and all this other stuff. The same U.S. attorney who had been living in San Diego and functioning down there, Carol C. Lam, was involved with Bill Frist's situation. So was Ted Olson. He was the he was appointed Solicitor General by GWB for his involvement in the very same lawsuit involving HCA and Columbia. He was the attorney for that whistleblower law firm out of D.C. He was appointed by George W. Bush as Solicitor General for representing George Bush against Al Gore at the Supreme Court in 2000. You start to connect all the dots on all these people.
Right.
They're all involved in my own situation with the United States Merchant Marine and covering up Ted Olson's law firm from Los Angeles, Gibson, Dunn & Crutcher, is deeply involved in. They step forward to protect the federal officers, or the, not the federal officers, but the shipping companies. Matson, which is a very old family that have been around for a very long time, they have a shipping company out here in California, and they do shipping all over the United States. They helped set up and steal Hawaii from the Hawaiians and set up the Bishop Estate.
Wow. And so, what's going on is this cabal is literally using the administrative and the other processes of the Departments of Justice to, for their own corporate and personal desires. We'll be right back with Eric Schein from In the Zone on the weekend. We'll be back in a moment with your calls, 800-313-9443. We'll take callers right after this break.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. And do it all right from the comfort of your own home, with no money at risk. Now you can, by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, and our special guest is Eric Schein from In the Zone on the Weekend, a remarkable program you need to hear on Republic Broadcasting, one of the many hosts, whistleblowers, and people. We have a unique slice of truth here, from General Janet Karpinski to people like Dr. Nick Begich, myself, Dan Abramson. You have the absolute very best information that you need to know. Here on Republic Broadcasting, we are seeking your support for a pledge drive here. You can call in your pledge at 800-724-2719, extension 116. And you can also send your mail it in by to address 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Well, Eric, tell us more.
Well, the other thing I wanted to touch on, and then we'll go back to a little bit about myself and some of the things that I've seen and been affected by or whatever, but is the issue of Vioxx and Celebrex and some of these other drugs. They came out, and you've seen what's happened with, and this is a program of risk management. They're using the government to manage or basically get rid of any and all risks for corporate America. And I'm talking large corporate America. I'm not talking about small businessmen, mom and pop shop, even anything in between, you know, up to 50 or more employees, a couple hundred employees, nothing like that. I'm talking about the big boys, the Fortune 500, Fortune 1000. They're using this corporate structure as a feudal model to basically literally force us back into a program of feudalism to where it's the haves and the have-nots, kings and queens, and a bunch of paupers or peasants, and basically 90-some-odd percent of the population are going to be pushed out onto, quote-unquote, the reservation. And you can go to, you know, 1984 or Aldous Huxley or...
Well, you can see it happening with the bankruptcy of the middle class. The middle class, as we speak, are bankrupting. They are spending more money than they're taking in, and that's happened for the last 2 years consecutively. So we're seeing the bankruptcy of the middle class. It's all part of the plan, and the collapse of the real estate bubble is the final steps, I believe, before the national ID comes in and they do this final step to try to force us back into a new feudalism in America.
Well, and this isn't a joke either, and these guys really literally intend to do us harm and or enslave us or kill us, because at some point, and this is what I was getting to, is the issues of Vioxx and Celebrex. There's a whole up, you know, to do about heart failures and heart attacks on these drugs, to where some of the, it was like a 50% increase if you were actually taking the drugs, and this was, you know, per their studies, clinical environment.
Oh, yeah, they knew it. In fact, there were 500,000 excess deaths for 4.5 years. Well, they knew these facts. Then after the drugs were pulled, they re-released them, said, oh, what's 500,000 extra dead American citizens prematurely among big pharmaceutical giants that are making trillions of dollars?
Right. And they're pulling the whole Pinto scam to where they put it out on the market, or, you know, GM trucks. And they make enough money to cover any kind of challenges or lawsuits off of other people who don't die from it, who buy the products, who are okay, to cover any and all other risks. So they figure that it's better to be on the market making money off of it than have it pulled.
But that's right. I like the Pinto idea. That's a good one.
Yeah, right. And the GM truck, too, the gas tanks on the side. And there's a bunch of others. They're signed. And, yeah, you know, somebody who really thought that was Nader. But the whole scam with the FDA, where they pulled, the companies didn't pull the products off the market. The FDA pulled them, and they said, oh, well, okay. And then the corporations put them back, or it was like a whole, like, huh? It was the corporations that pulled them off, and the FDA forced them to put them back on the market. It was something weird like that, and I'm just like, wait, it's supposed to be, there's supposed to be like an alert.
Well, of course, the FDA put, we call Rumsfeld's disease, aspartame on the market.
Right.
And we have Dr. Betty Martini. We'll have her back on with Dr. H.G. Roberts on my program. And Dr. Russell Blaylock, neurosurgeon, who's the writer of the book Excitotoxins. Dr. H.G. Roberts talking about all the issues of aspartame as a toxin. The FDA has a score pad as Dr. Mengele. These are a bunch of criminal maniacs,
right.
And there's no excuse for them at all, none.
But what I was going to say, though, is that it goes towards the issue, because in a clinical environment where you're fed, you wake up, you go to therapy, you hang out, you watch TV or something, you get a massage, you talk to the nurses, whatever, you know, you're living in a clinical environment that's controlled. They try to take out as many variables as possible. So there's an increased issue of heart attacks and heart failures and heart disease from these medications in a clinical environment. Well, guess what? We're not going to release them and have them out in a clinical environment. We're going to put them out in the real world in the middle of the war on terror.
Right.
What do you think happens to the number of deaths in that situation?
It goes up quite a bit.
Yeah, exactly. And they've allowed it to go back on the market knowingly, willingly. And they've done it intentionally to kill more people.
Right.
And I hate to put it that way and to be so blunt about it, but what other motive would they have? And they're putting money.
It's the same motive as over-vaccinating children with Plan 27 vaccines. There are 275 vaccines in the pipeline with Operation BioShield. It's the sulfuryl fluoride on your food, genetic modified frankenfoods, the Senate and Congress passing the World Trade Organization bilateral deals with Russia and other countries. It's all the same agenda. We'll be right back with Eric Schein, your questions and comments. We'll take callers right after this break. Stay on the line, Steve and Gail. 800-313-9443. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the National Intel Report. I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, filling in for John Stepmiller, our chief here at Republic Broadcasting Network. And our special guest is Eric Schein from In the Zone, which you can listen to on RBN on the weekend. We need your support here at RBN to expand our equipment, our coverage, and our voice across America, because this is a time of founding America on the principles of the Constitutional Republic on which it was based, and restoring America to be a light on the hill, a shining city, and not the force of destruction and war that's being sent all over the world by the Fourth Reich that currently has taken over our White House and our levers of government for the enrichment of a global and corporate cabal that are doing this at the deficit of the middle class and America's future. Back to you, Eric.
Well, real quick, is that a lot of these families or these individuals who are carrying this out, they're globalists, they're internationalists, they're corporatists, they're industrialists. They believe that because of their ascension and the things that they've acquired in life, that they are better than us all and that they know better. And they're taking corporate philosophies like just-in-time manufacturing, which is, you know, for the listeners who may not be familiar with it and for those who have, beg my pardon, it's like a manufacturer like, say, Ford or Chrysler or GM. They have set up a system of engineering, of manufacturing, to where you assemble a vehicle and you get the glass made in Canada and you get the wheels, you know, tires made in France, and you get the metal made here in the United States. And you go ahead and put all these components together at an assembly factory, and you get all the components just in time to assemble it so that you don't have to warehouse any products. Like, you get the tires to put on the car just as you need them to roll it out, you know, onto the final assembly and cleanup floor. And you don't store any tires or rims in your own facility, except maybe a very limited amount to, you know, catch any hiccups in processing or manufacturing. And you receive those from subcontractors. They're taking those same philosophies and trying to apply them to the federal government and federal service, to where the military is just in time, to where federal employees, like even officers in the United States Merchant Marine or Federal Maritime Service, and we've seen what's happened with that, we're down to less than 3% of our cargo being carried by American flag, American crewed, American-built ships. Our own shipyards have moved overseas. We're now repairing most of our Navy vessels out of the country. But
that's a very serious breakdown in our national security.
Well, but it's even more complex than that, and it's a very complex business cycle that these guys have been using. You know, and I'm not saying these people have been alive for thousands of years, that they've been passing down this information, and it's how they build up and take down a civilization. And what they're doing is they're taking U.S. Treasury assets out of the, first and foremost, they move them into private hands. Like, one example I like to use is WD-40. WD-40, most people know it's like an oil, penetrating oil for, you know, oiling your bicycle chain or whatever.
Right.
Or putting it on tool parts. WD stands for water displacement. 40 is the 40th formula. And that was actually built or constructed it was come up with American U.S. Treasury assets. It was created by as part of a public trust. It was public knowledge. But what's happened is corporations have stepped in, and or families, and they've taken these portions of the public trust, made them their own, made them proprietary, to where they own and control these things that have been created by us, you and I, the taxpayers, and made them their own. And now they're taking that same concept to the extreme, because they've seen how they can do it and get away with it in the United States Merchant Marine and basically sell off our entire federal fleet and fisheries and more. They're taking toll roads, you know, highways, interstate and intrastate highway systems, the railroads, banks, the whole monetary system, our courts, and they're privatizing everything.
Right, which means we're no longer going to have government, we're going to have governance.
Yes, and it's going to be corporate governance. It's going to be for profit. And the scary thing about that is if it's profitable to break legs, literally, people will go out and break legs.
Right. Amazing. Amazing comments, Eric. We have comments and questions. Steve in Pennsylvania, then Gail in Tennessee, and Jeff in Vermont. Go right ahead, Steve, with your comments or questions on this topic.
Yes, Dr. Bill, good hearing you this evening. And Eric, boy, that just-in-time. You know what you left out there, Eric? The just-in-time for the supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
In other words, as soon as martial law is declared and the trucks stop on the highway, everything, even in your supermarket, if you tell them I want 5 cartons of eggs and they're expecting 5 cartons of eggs every Wednesday, and this supply line gets a hiccup or stops, you know, I'm sorry, just in time is a great, you know, it does save warehousing. And we even see that in the supermarkets, where the supermarkets don't have the big warehouse back there anymore because everything's just in time. But the bad thing is if something happens and these trucks can't make it to the supermarket, just in time's going to, you know, you're going to have a hiccup that it's going to take a long time to get over.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, it could be a natural catastrophe. What we have is a situation where the planners in Canada, the United States, Britain, and elsewhere expect that in 30 days, If there's a shutdown of the grocery stores and the transport routes, half of their population will be dead or dying.
And there's nothing in the warehouse.
Dead or dying, that's 30 days, not 6 months, not 1 year, 30 days. That's the actual plans that I've seen.
Right. Well, I called in to make a pledge tonight. I'd like to pledge $100 cash to RBN, plus if anybody calls in with other pledges that can meet or beat my pledge, I will pledge an additional $100 during this show to RBN.
That's great, wow. Steve. I appreciate that. That's really important for people to meet that pledge, and I'm sure there's many people that could do that many times over. Not $100, but $100,000 or $10,000 or $1,000, because we're literally staring down the barrel. And if you're a millionaire or a billionaire, you need to take notice that this is not just for Mr. Joe Average or middle class. This is for you. The corporate trillionaires have got their eyes set on your wealth, your fortune, your assets, and even those who are within the matrix who are greedy. The road that we are following is going to destroy them as well. We're all heading down a pathway you don't want to go. Your comments, Eric?
Yeah, well, I was going to say that they're fortifying the mail delivery system. They're fortifying the food distribution system. They're basically capturing all industries from top to bottom so that they own and control. I mean, and you can see this with, like, even Taco Bell and all the other corporations out there. They own and control the tomato farmers in South America. And one thing that you really need to understand where they want to take us and use some form of, and I call it a political keto, to step aside, use the energy of the bigger or more aggressive or more angry attacker, frustrate them, protect yourself, don't injure them, see where they want to take us, and then redirect all that energy into a more positive path. Because what they're trying to do, and you can see this here in the United States, they in our own Civil War, we had North and South. Vietnam, North and South. Korea, North and South. Wow, you start looking back through history, it's just, like, really weird. Germany, East and West. Well, they're setting up, and, you know, it's the whole divide-and-conquer strategy. And what they're doing now is setting up these regional systems of governance to where America will be the dominant one in our hemisphere. It'll be literally like, you know, following the issues on trilateral and more. There'll be Asia, the Americas, and Europe. And here they want to set up the whole thing, and Chavez is kind of either he's playing into it or he's part of it, whatever you want to look. I think the guy's actually doing a lot of good things and giving, you know, cheap oil to Americans and more. But what they want to do is set up the whole North America against South America paradigm, and where South America is the more rural and agricultural, just like in our own Civil War, so that they can set up the next level towards moving towards this world governance. But this is not 10, 15, 20, 100 years down the road. They've got a global taxation system that is set up now. If you go into Starbucks and you look up, you see the video camera, you make a purchase, you tell them who you are if you're not paying attention. A lot of people are using false names now and all sorts of other stuff. You make a transaction, carry out commerce, trade, transportation, which is supposed to be regulated and protected by Congress, which is not doing anything to protect it. You've now said, look, I made a purchase. My name is such and such. It's been recorded. And they have this, and it's going in all the corporate stores to where you go in and you're online. Any purchase you make, anything that you sell, is going to be recorded.
Right. Well, they've been doing that for decades. One of the things that I think is humorous is to hear President Bush and these other people talking about him invading privacy with the wiretaps. They've been tapping and analyzing by artificial intelligence computer, supercomputer quantum arrays for the last 25 years, everybody's privacy in every Western nation.
Okay, because you know about it.
Yeah, you're right. And the thing is, to be honest with you, most of this information, including most people don't realize, but there's billions and billions of dollars spent by the National Security Agency, not for security, but to pass over these literally marketing and product development secrets, literally to specific picked corporations that are part of the global matrix. So a lot of the NSA, a lot of the, yes, exactly, a lot of the court information gathering has been data archived and has been mined and analyzed in what's called data net arrays and architecture arrays to look at the data patterns so they can actually give that data to specific corporations to target you, the consumer, to get your money out of your pocket and have you buy certain products.
Well, and that's the other analogy I like to draw is like it's a throwing a bunch of dirt, you know, clods of dirt in a sifter, you know, like what either a miner or, you know, somebody seeking gold or something else from the earth would do. They would go ahead and stick it in there and shake it back and forth. And that clod of dirt is the American people and the system that they have set up in this global, you know, New World Order, whatever you want to call it. Is basically sit there to shake everything and anything they can from you, you know, as possible, whether it's
shake it out of your pockets, hold you by your ankles and shake you.
Yeah, literally. I mean, it's real scary because what they're doing is they're taking these collectivist, corporatist type philosophies and they're trying. I saw it when I went to the academy. We had a guy, somebody cut the, we had a 180-foot unguided flagpole. It's the tallest unguided flagpole in the world, supposedly, or whatever. And the lanyards for the flag go up and over. They go up 180 feet and come back down. What somebody had done was they cut them and they yanked them down, and so it was expensive. You had to get a crane out, go up 180 feet to replace the thing.
Wow.
So to go after and find the individual who had done this, and this is coming from people who had grievances with what was going on at the academy and they couldn't be heard, and the way I handled it was I had resurrected the school newspaper and tried to get things going through there and saw it as one of the best means to advocate for and get some of the issues out open and actually, you know, talked about, and that didn't meet with
right.
great comfort coming from the powers that be at the academy, Admiral and more. But what they did was they punished the entire academy. They said, all of you are on restriction until whoever did it turns themselves in.
That's part of mind control technology, and I was actually taught that by Ewan Cameron in 1973 and 74 at Dalhousie University in Halifax. He was on loan from the Montreal Neurological, a CIA agent operative working at the mind control experiments such as they were done by the CIA in the United States. And we have to understand this group punishment is part of the whole called paradigm. We see it in schools all the time. If you don't own up on who's doing it, we're going to punish you all. So you literally become as a group like a pecking order to punish the whole group so that you will then ostracize those who you want to pick out somebody to make a person guilty. And this is very, very evil.
But isn't that what happened in Russia?
Right. Exactly.
And you can see that this is being carried on in Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Part of the dialectic. They have all of these dialectics of control and conflict, and that's why they even use sexual torture against Islamic prisoners on Camp X-Ray and over in Abu Ghraib. They had, they brought in prostitutes to have sex with them while they were on their period. I mean, it was just unbelievable the kinds of things that were done. And they use these things because of psyops. They use music. They use whatever they can to destroy people, or they'll threaten people that are within organizations. The latest thing, of course, depending if you're in things like the Merchant Marine or a profession like law or medicine, is that they're monitoring and tracking using these electronic records, your billing records, everything else you do is constantly put together. And people need to realize we are so close to literally, if you want to call it the mark of the beast, whether or not you're a believing Christian or whatever, you have to understand the national ID is coming very quickly, less than a year and a half away. They are going to implement this damn thing, and it's going to make life very miserable. Very miserable.
Well, and we're licensed just like dogs, whether you're a doctor, a lawyer,
right.
I'm a federal officer, I have a license from the Coast Guard. They pulled me before Coast Guard proceedings, even though I'm not in the Coast Guard, so it's a further violation of separation of powers. But the one thing that's scary is if you go to the Homeland Security website, you start to see that everything, including private corporate, comes under the auspices of Homeland Security.
Right, Homeland Security is like the fatherland.
It's total Gestapo.
It's totally. Listen, we have the Fourth Reich. We have, you know, Prescott Bush, we have Bush Sr., and now we have Bush Jr. We may, in fact, be dealing in the next election with either a Clintonite or another Bush. I mean, it's unbelievable, and we're dealing literally with the rising of the Fourth Reich.
Well, it's not the rising. I mean, it's here. It's in our face. And
that's what I mean. We have it right now. Well, that's why if you go to my website, Clay and Iron, and you see the banner at the top, I have a wonderful picture that we have up, morphed up there. It shows George Bush standing, and he has one of those little Hitlerian mustaches standing over a map of Iran. He desperately desires to attack Iran, although it's a little hard to work oil fields when they're radioactive.
But Iran isn't the end of it, though.
Oh, of course not. PNAC, the Project for the New American Century, thought up by Jeb Bush, Wolfowitz, Pearl, all these maniacs.
Dan Quayle.
Yeah, all these guys, Dan Quayle. These people want to invade over the next century 62-plus nations. And I'm going to say this now for our international listeners, for those who are Russian and Chinese. Yes, you can nuke America. Yes, you can destroy a lot of our cities. But let me tell you, America has weapon systems century ahead of anything that you can even imagine. And that you will die in your sleep. And there won't even be a bomb dropped or a bullet shot. And you will die in your sleep. And that's why we need to speak inside our country to our military, our special ops, our Navy, our officers, our scientists, to stop this machine, because America is a beast. It's a beast you can't stop. And if you think you might stop, you may destroy every single American citizen on the surface of the United States. We have 132 cities underground that are completely out of the reach of any of your weapons. And America has weapons that are so beyond the pale that you can't even imagine it. That's why I will constantly talk to my guys in Special Op and Delta and National Security and tell them, you know, you got a security breach. They had a continual pipeline to Russia and China, even during the Cold War. What's going on is, and they would, the Russians and Chinese, you find out later on, were very freaked out by the fact it was too easy to get these information from Los Alamos, micro-miniaturization of nukes and everything. The reason is, we wanted to proliferate the weapons. That's why we have people like in Pakistan and these other countries proliferating nuclear weapons and so on. We love the proliferation. It allows us more justification. It's saying, like the old West, pick up the gun, punk. Pick up the gun. Get the nuke. Iran, you got a nuke, don't you? Sure. Pick up the gun. Make my day. Pick up the gun, punk. And we have weapon systems that are so deadly. Can I give you an example? We have one weapon system that from space can kill everyone in an entire continent within seconds without firing one missile or one bullet. So these people have no conception. We have weather and geotectonic weapons. We have scalar weapons that can literally slay an entire city or town from space.
Yeah, but the Russians and others have these weapons, too. And
no, they have nothing like what us. They have advanced weapons. They have scalar weapons and other things. America has weapons, I can tell you right now, are so far beyond the pale of anything these other countries have. Yes, they have scalar weapons. They
but
have never had the
things going on. Yeah, but there's, and I, you know, I don't.
We can't stop. The thing is, we can't stop their missiles. And this is their policy.
Well, no,
they've
it's
had
worse
a policy
than that, because I went to a military academy, and I've seen Chinese nationals over here as spies looking at, like, Seal Beach Weapons Depot,
right,
and videotape. And I'm like, and I called, I tried to report it, and nobody cared.
You know why they don't care? They don't care. To be honest with you, there's a transition plan. This is classified information people need to know between 2010 and 2025 to go to cyborgs and robotic weapon systems, and they won't even need people to man any of our armament systems. They have an entire division of the Air Force right now that are in combat positions since 2003, flying jets and sorties from a building in Atlanta, flying sorties over Iraq and Afghanistan. Right now, that are remote control hypersonic jets that can drop munitions and fire off ordinances. That's what we have. And in the next year, not too distant future, they're going to transition to some things that you can't imagine. And people need to realize that, and that's why we have to stop it from the inside. Imagine a matrix where a country is that dangerous that it doesn't even have to have citizens in their armed forces in order to be able to crush any nation.
Well, but it's not crush any nation, though. It's crush our own people.
Exactly, and that's the whole point. That's why they want to crush our armed forces. That's why when they send our armed forces into the jaws of war without any protection from depleted uranium, without adequate steel in their trucks, without adequate medical care when they come back, without adequate body armor, it's all by design. It's designed.
Right.
They have to destroy the career military. They have to destroy the people in the military that care about the American Constitution, that care about America, that care about a proper military that has security, that the ships are taken care of in American ports by American companies, that the commercial transport doesn't come through the I-35 corridor. All of these things are very important. But we're losing our national security on so many levels, it's insane. And you're absolutely correct, Eric.
Our own government's attacking our own public servants.
Exactly, exactly. Great comments. Gail in Tennessee and then Jeff in Vermont, go ahead with your questions for Eric Schein. Gail in Tennessee, are you there? If not, then Jeff in Vermont, your questions and comments for Eric Schein.
Hey, guys.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's going on? I just got a comment with the torture bill that just passed.
Gave me the latest nasty torture bill that George W., the minion of Satan himself, they just got passed.
I just got off a conversation with my dad for a long time. I mean, we're constitutional people. We've been studying the Constitution for a long time, but I've never seen something so egregious in my whole entire life. You know, they can arrest you, me, anybody else without any provocation, without going to court. Habeas corpus is out the window.
No charges. Violation of law, rule, or regulation.
What's going on with this country? What is going on? I mean, this is the wake-up call right here. If nobody can see that this is more egregious, almost as egregious as 9/11. These guys are all treasonous people in there.
It's the first time in history. Even the Germans never did this. This is beyond the pale.
No, the Germans did. The Germans tried to make, in an ipso facto fashion, they tried to change the laws after the fact to protect themselves. They did.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not talking about in advance, though. This is at a new level. They were doing it after the fact, but this is...
But these guys, you don't even know. I mean, you do know, but you would not even believe some of the stuff that they've already been doing for the last 5-10 years.
Oh, how bad.
And Congress is covering it up. They're going along with these people. They're going along with Bush and Cheney. You know, it's so incredible.
But Congress is also being isolated because they're blocking people like myself and others from actually getting before Congress and testifying. I gunned to 23 senators on the Commerce Committee who have oversight for the merchant marine and maritime industry and even my academy. And we have statutory rights to get before any and all legislators. And they blocked me. They got the Coast Guard, and you see the new movie coming out. It's total psyops, and it's to cover up and make them feel all proud and everything else for a lot of the stuff that they've been up to and doing to officers in a separate and distinct federal service and military branch. I have a naval commission. But they're playing these kind of games behind the scenes and blocking people from telling Congress what's going on.
Right. You're talking about the movie on the Coast Guard, right?
Yeah.
So in other words, at the same time they're trying to build them up that they're so great, behind the scenes is what all this evil is going on.
Well, they're documenting all private small vessels now under Homeland Security that used to be like, you know, you'd register with Department of Motor Vehicles like sailboats, powerboats, and more. And they're doing this like candy, passing it out so that now they can come in, seize your vessel, get on board, inspect it, force you to get certain things done to it, et cetera, and to get that all federalized and institutionalized.
Now, well, they're federalizing everything, including trying to take over the sheriff's department right across the United States, and it's a very disturbing development.
But they can take you now without any charges. That's the main issue. I mean, they've done it to me.
That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. I've been screaming for like years now trying to warn people, and they pulled me off the streets out of civil court, federal district courts, as a federal officer, commissioned naval officer, and more. And they had me in a hotel room for 8 months.
Wow.
And prosecuted me for being depressed. That's stupid.
Yeah, as if you wouldn't be depressed after you're held against your own will for 8 months in a... that's an amazing development. Eric, you've been a fantastic guest. Thank you for coming in. Amazing revelations, what you've been through, and you're a real patriot. Great comments, Jeff in Vermont. We'll be back on Monday with the Nutramedical Report and John Stepmuller back with the National Intel Report. Thank you for listening to RBN. Thank you for supporting us. We need your support, and we need you to get your local stations to pick up the whole series of shows on RBN. We are your voice of liberty. Stand up and speak out now because there are no silent heroes. You're a hero, Eric Schein. Take care, everyone. We'll be back on Monday, God willing.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.